When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your opening bell for August 11th, 2025. So it's going to be a big week. We got inflation numbers coming on the consumer side and the inflation side. We also have some jobs numbers. How's the job market doing? And retail sales, all that's going to play a role in what goes on with these things and the whys behind it. But we have one other piece of information that just hit the news links just now. We had Fed's Bowman makes a case for 3 interest rates cuts in 2025. So should you lock in? Should you wait? Let's get over to today's news and we can help you figure that out. So folks, my name is Dan Freo. I actually do this report each day to help you inform you guys what's going on with those and the whys behind it. So we're going to talk about in today's videos how all this information that we're going to go through will play a role in what the Federal Reserve does at the next meeting. So let's try to figure this out, folks. So here's what we got today. We got Bowman, another person in the Federal Reserve. It's actually a woman. She's coming in saying, we're going to probably have 3 rate cuts today. So I'm going to show you the odds of that. But I want to go over first and see the market's reaction to this, because we also have corporate earnings. They're starting to really taper off right now. So that's not going to give us that big of a direction on what's going on this week. So we're going to have to look at the financial calendar to do such. But here's what we want to focus in on this week, folks. What the stock market's going to do and the whys behind it. We do have oil ticking up just a little bit. We need this below $65 a barrel. Why? It helps inflation. Okay, we know that tariffs are going to add to the inflation front. I'm not putting my head in the sand saying it's not. I thought it would bring up about the inflation rate tick about 0.3%, and it's right there right now. We went from 2.3 to 2.6. Is it going to go higher? Well, that's what we're going to focus in on. But if we can have oil down below $65 a barrel, it can help quite a bit. We also have the 10-year treasuries right through here. Bond yields dropping a little bit this afternoon. We go over the treasury markets. Here's what we're looking at right now. Treasury yields fall ahead of key inflation numbers that's coming in. So what data do we really want to focus in on this week that will play a role in what the markets do in interest rates, as well as what the Federal Reserve does? Let's go over to the economic calendar, folks. So it's a action-packed week that we're going to have. Nothing really today, but let's look at tomorrow. Tomorrow, here's what we have. We have CPI number coming in. That's consumer inflation. Wednesday, we get a break. And then on Thursday, look what we got. We got producer inflation. We got initial jobless claims. So that fills in a whole bunch of the gap right through there. And then on Friday, we start getting, how's the consumer faring with a lot of these things? We're going to look at retail sales, core retail sales, and retail sales in general. So that's what we're going to look at so far, or that's what we're going to focus in on this week, because this is going to tell us where the inflation is going on the consumer side, where the inflation is going on the producer side, what's the jobs market look like, and what's it doing to inflation in the retail side? Is it starting to have people cutting more and more and more on their shopping? And like I said, we're a consumer-based society, folks, so we need the consumer to churn their money. So retail sales is kind of the first piece of that. So as retail sales clicks, and we're going to focus in on that. If it stays where it is, I think the economy is going to be okay right now, folks. Okay, so let's get over to the data that we have. Federal Reserve, well, they're going to meet who knows when next time. Here's what they follow, folks, and I want you guys to understand this. So let me get my head out of the way. We got to focus in on this piece of paper right through here, this page right here. The Federal Reserve controls this, the federal funds rate. We need this to about 3, and that's what a lot of people are expecting. So there's about 100 to 150 basis points going to be cut out of this over the next year or two. We're trying to figure out when is it going to happen. So we focus in on inflation, and we have a lot of inflation coming in this week. So like I said, consumer inflation and producer inflation. Then we're going to get initial jobless claims. It's not going to give us the unemployment rate, but it's going to show us the direction of where the employment numbers are coming. So we have a lot of this data coming in this week that's going to fill the void in how the consumer is and how tariffs are hitting us on the inflation side. Okay, so that's what we're seeing across the board right through there. So another piece of the puzzle that we want to focus in on is right through here. If you're new to my channel, what we focus in on, we don't focus in on the 10-year bond, okay, or a 10-year treasury. And the reason for this is a lot of people think, okay, if you need to focus in on the 10-year treasury because that's how mortgage rates are created. Well, I hate to say, but the answer to that is wrong. Interest rates or mortgage rates are created right through here. This is a mortgage bond. So the yield on this bond is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So let's take a dive into this. Here's what we're seeing. All you have to understand with this chart, one thing. If the number goes up, rates are coming down. If the number is going down, rates are coming up right through here. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. Okay, so this gives us the bond price. What's going on with the bond price? If you ever look at the 10-year treasury, it actually gives you a yield. See, it says 4.276. This is where they thought was going to go to 5%. We're three quarters away below that right now. So I didn't think we'd go to 5% on this. A lot of people were, you know, skitty about that and saying we would, but I didn't think we'd get there, and we never got there. But here's what we're looking at in the bond market right now. Like I said, it's going to be flat as a pancake today because the markets are waiting for consumer inflation, producer inflation, and the jobs numbers. So that's going to fill a void for the whole day. So I think the markets are going to be almost zero for the day unless there's a catalyst that should move this up or down or one way or another. So right now, folks, if you're looking to lock or do anything, just sit on the sideline. And the reason being is the shorter the duration of time you need a rate lock, the better your rate's going to be. So let me explain to you real quick. You can lock in a rate, you know, 2, 3, 4 months if you want, thinking, okay, rates are going to, you know, going to go up, so I'm going to lock in now. Well, what you have to understand, the longer you lock in your rate, the worse the rate is. Okay, so let me explain it to you. If you can get a, like, if your loan's approved and you're almost ready to close, you can get a 15-day lock. That's probably going to be your best lock that you can ever get. Why? Because the shorter the time you need on your lock, the better the rate. Let me explain it to you. If you need a lock for 15 days, what we do as a bank, we have to hedge that money. So basically, we have to take that money, pull it aside, and hold that money to fund your loan. Okay, well, the longer we have to hold that money, that cost, the cost of holding money is going to get passed to you guys. So if we have to hold the money for 30 days, well, it's going to cost you a little bit more. If we have to hold the money for 40, 60, 90 days, well, you're going to have to pay the interest, or you're going to have to pay a cost on that. Now, you don't see it directly, but you'll see it when we give you your rate sheets. We'll say, okay, well, you can lock on a 30-day rate at, you know, 6.5, but if you want to go to 45 days, it might be 6.6. If you want to go to a 60-day lock, you might be at 6.7. So that's how rate locks work. So make sure when you're working with your mortgage lender, you try to get the, you know, you push out that rate lock as far as you can without losing that low rate that you're trying to lock in at. So again, if you're looking to buy or refinance, the rates are important, but you have to understand how the locks work as well. So the shorter the duration of time, the better the rate you're going to get. So that's what we're seeing right through here when it comes to rates. We go over to the Federal Reserve Rate Watch tool. This is CME Group actually created this website. They created this to help us understand what's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meetings. Well, now a lot of people are saying, especially at the Federal Reserve, Fed Bauman makes case for 3 interest rate cuts in 2025. We go to the calendar, it looks like that would be every meeting that they have. So let's go down. This is the meetings that they have. So in 37 days, there's another meeting. Let's scroll down through here. And this is going to give us the meeting dates across down through here. And this is the federal funds rate that we talked about across the board. Remember I said the federal funds rate, which is right here, is 4.25, 4.5. The markets are saying this should be at least, well, 3.5, or maybe all the way down to 3. So there's a lot of work that needs to be pulled out, or a lot of rates that need to be pulled out of this equation. But if you go down through here, the Federal's Rate Watch tool, it's saying at the November or the September meeting, 88% chance there's going to be a cut. Now, the October and the December meeting, if there's going to be 3 rate cuts, well, there's got to be one every meeting this year, folks, because there's only 3 meetings left. So, you know, they're probably going to go a quarter and wait. That's what I would expect, or a quarter wait and go from there. So I don't expect any really dramatic moves in the markets because a lot of this stuff is priced in. We go back to 2020, or we go forward to 2026. And now over here, look at this. January, there's a 75% chance rates will be at 3.5 to 3.75. Remember, I was like, there's probably 100 basis points getting pulled out of the federal funds rate. It's right there. So they're expecting, the markets are even expecting a dramatic pullback in these. So short term, folks, if you got to close, close. Midterm, if you're looking 2, 3, 4 months, I think we're going to be sticky at 6.5. Could it go a little bit lower than there? I'm going to say we're going to stay at 6.5 range for until there's a catalyst to really pull us out of that range. Could that be one rate cut? Could that be two? Could that be three? We're going to focus in on that and try to figure that out, because last September, when the Federal Reserve cut rates, mortgage rates went from 6.2 to 7.2, almost a whole full percent within 5 trading days. So don't let that happen to you, especially if you're looking to refinance. Lock in at these rates, especially if you're at close to 8% rates, and just flow through it. Don't be greedy. Don't be those, you know, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, where you just need that extra quarter point because you're missing out maybe on $400 savings instead of $425 savings. So think that one through. If you want to focus in on or try to reach out to us to see, okay, can I refinance? How much would it save us? How does it make sense? Well, you can do just that, and I'll give you all my information here in 1 second. I want to conclude, though, right through here, the earnings reports. So what we did over the last few weeks, we've been watching earnings reports coming in each day, because the S&P 500, they basically, all their earnings were condensed, or most of their earnings were condensed over a 2 or 3 week period. We're on the tail end of those right now. So let's get over to the earnings reports today. This morning before the bell, we only had two coming out with reports, and both those two actually met or exceeded expectations. So I'll give that a thumbs up so far for the day. We'll start kind of coming off of that because these are starting to peter out. So we'll get another analytic tool that we can follow to see where the markets are going to take us from here, folks. So that looks like it's it for today. So in general, I don't think really mortgage rates are going to move at all. The MBS market is flat as a pancake. We go over to the equity markets, and we got the Dow Jones up 50, S&P up 4, NASDAQ. When did you see the NASDAQ unchanged last time? We got oil up just a tad, still under that $65 range, and we got bond yields coming down as well as mortgage rates, folks. So across the board, not a big day, but I'll take it. We got equities up, and we got mortgage rates down. So I'll give that a thumbs up for the day. It could have been worse the other way around. So over to who I am and what do I do, and what about that? How do we compare your rates? So let me explain to you guys what I do for a living. So I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. What that means to you, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So no matter where out there you live, I can help you out. The cool thing is we have this slogan as well. One application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, let me explain to you. We try to do this for you. This is why we created this system. We know when you're out there putting in your applications, you're like, okay, I need to get 3 or 4 quotes, right? And then I go with the best one or whatever. Well, let me bring you into the 2000s, okay, or the AI age. What we've created here is this system. You can put in your application right here, the rate update. What we're going to do, and we'll facilitate this whole process. You'll work with me or Alan during this whole process, and we're going to do this. We're going to get you approved through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or any program that we need, we can get you approved through. And then here's where the hard work comes. You're looking out for the best rate with the lowest fees, right? We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders in our system. And these are banks, credit unions, and mortgage lenders that we work with. And we'll be able to facilitate that loan through you. And you'll be able to use our services basically from application stage to keys in your pocket or that refinance. Maybe you're getting a check back or you're skipping a mortgage payment or two. So we'll work with you during this whole process. How do you get started? We go to therateupdate.com. We're a federal bank that we have the ability, like a mortgage broker, to shop your rate around. That's basically what we are, folks. So to find out more about what we do and how we do things, or to talk with us, go to therateupdate.com. Our phone number is right here above my head. If you want to ask me a question, which a lot of people are doing right now, just hit the Ask Dan button. Give me your rate. Give me your scenario. I'll send you a personalized video back to explain to you guys what we can do and help you work your way through your process. But let me ask you this. Did you already get pre-approved? You already get that rate that you know you're going to go with? Well, upload it in here. Let's compare yours to those 33 other lenders. So all you need to do is click the loan estimate review button, go through here, upload your loan estimate. What I'm going to do is a personalized video right back to you to see if we can save you money on the fees, the rate, and in most cases, we're saving you on both. So check out therateupdate.com, folks, but come back later this afternoon at the closing bell. I'll let you know what happened with these and the whys behind it. So thanks for watching, folks. Have a great day, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.